Geek Radio Daily for Friday, October the 16th, 2009. It's all the geek without the wake. That's what we do for you every day. My geekdom worldwide, universe-wide maybe even. Matter of fact, if the geek universe, the geek crew, the GRD nation was a Green Lantern Corps, what color would it be? That's the question of the week. Write us, because I want to know what would be our color, all right? This is your Uncle Vicar, kiddies. I'm solo today. Billy Flynn has very important state business this weekend, as often happens with GRD hosts. So it's all me for this Friday. I got your TV pages. I got your new movies. I got geeky news coming up. And it's all on the way right after I give you your history lesson. Okay, kiddies? On this day in 1781, George Washington, you heard of him, captures Yorktown, Virginia after the siege of Yorktown. This day in 1793... Marie Antoinette, wife of Louis XVI, is guillotined at the height of the French Revolution. This day, 1923, the Walt Disney Company was founded by Buddy Walt, of course, his brother Roy Disney, there as well. Birthdays, Noah Webster was born this day in 1758. 1854, one of my favorite authors, Oscar Wilde, was born. This day, 1925, Angela Lansbury. And 1946, Suzanne Summers, and 1958, Tim Robbins was born. So there's your birthdays for today, kiddies, and all the exciting stuff that came down on this here October the 16th. Y'all ready for some TV? Let's look at what's on the tube tonight. As I look at my listing I made, I actually don't see a whole lot, so this is going to be a short-ass segment. Flynn is more about the TV than me anyway, so you know when it's a Vicar solo episode, probably not going to be a lot of TV pages on there. No effing idea where the Nicholson thing came from, but anyway, not a lot. I don't watch much TV. You know, these days I'm into the Glee. You probably don't know that because I ain't been on the damn show in 3 months, but I'm into the Glee. I dig that. And the wife has got me watching this fast forward thing. Flash forward, fast forward, whatever the hell it's called. The thing with Will Shakespeare in it. I like that. Anyway, ABC, CBS, NBC, their Friday night crap is all brand new tonight. AMC, American Movie Classics, going manly on your ass. Which doesn't sound that manly, but you know what I mean. You got First Blood, baby. After that, roid up and watch some Delta Force. Bravo Channel getting into the whole Halloween thang with 13 scarier movie moments. E! Tonight with the sexiest celebrity body parts. Now, I don't know whether that's a Halloween thing or not, because if they're severed body parts, that'd be cool. Encore Channel from 1973, Into the Dragon, which sounds painful. Some people are into that, though. Whatever. You guys remember the bad ninja movies from the early 80s? One of them was Enter the Ninja. I can't remember. There were like three of them in that series, and I'm damned if I can remember the names of the other two. Write me, somebody, because I like mail. Even when I'm not on the show, I like to get mail. What were the other ones? Enter the Ninja... I don't know. I can't remember. Oh, and Spike TV from 1983 tonight showing Trading Places. Good movie, but the best part involving Miss Curtis, you're not going to see on Spike. Even though it is TV for guys, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. But that's why we have the internet. We can see the jiggly bits there. All right. I mentioned mail. Now, I don't have any mail in my bag because, frankly, I don't remember the password to get into the podcast mailbox. But if you want to send us some mail, it's easy, kids. All you have to do is direct that there email-y goodness to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, Flynnstress, The Bruce, at GeekRadioDaily.com, any of them, all of them, because we like to share, sometimes way too much. Let us know what you think, all right? Meantime, let's go ahead and get a quick break, and when we come back, I got your brand new movies, what you want to go see this weekend, and of course, geeky news coming up on this here, what day did I say this was? 16th day of October, 2009 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Great coffee.
Hey, Chad, who's that strange, somber man on the cover of that book you're reading?
Oh.
That's H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I never really got into his stuff. It's kind of strange and hard to read.
No, I used to think that too, but that all changed when I started listening to the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
What's that?
The H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast is a weekly podcast.
Tell me more.
Well, these two really smart and hilarious guys give a synopsis of the story, then they talk about its background, the critical views, and what it says about the author.
Well, where can I listen?
Let me tell you, Chris, you can go to hppodcraft.com or, heck, just subscribe through iTunes. It's that easy.
Oh, Chad, I'm so excited. Now I can listen to this podcast and pretend to all my snooty friends that I actually read and understand H.P. Lovecraft.
Hey, that's what I do. Oh, dear.
Yeah! HPPodcraft.com.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, October the 16th, 2009. All the geek without the wait. Only one host, though, kiddies. I am the Vicar. Welcome to the weekend, y'all. Happy to be here. Excited to be here, man. I'm happier than an emo kid with a paper cut to be all up ends up on your iPod today. All right, Friday, the hell do we do on Fridays? Right, new movies.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Now, this is exciting. I know we all been waiting for this. Matter of fact, this is probably why Billy Flynn's not available today, because he's already in line to go see Where the Wild Things Are. Wherein Max, a rambunctious and sensitive boy, oh, he feels misunderstood at home, and he escapes to where the wild things are. It's a Warner Brothers film, rated PG-13. It's wild. Roar. Not intended to be gay porn, however, that's my read on it, so it's just me. Okay, opinion on this, I remember this book, who doesn't? When I was a kid, this book creeped me the hell out. This and all the Roald Dahl books, I hated them all, they gave me the willies. I will not be seeing this film. However, I recognize it looks cool, the art direction looks fantastic. Yeah, neat, I'm sure it's good, but I don't want to end up under the bed again, so no thanks. Law-abiding citizen comes out today as well, wherein Clyde Shelton, an upstanding family man whose wife and daughter are brutally murdered during a home invasion. Fast forward 10 years and the dude that got away with murder is found dead and Clyde admits his guilt. Then, as if that were not enough people, Clyde issues a warning. Either fix the flawed justice system or key players in the trial will die. Boom! They're out of there. Jamie Foxx, Gerard Butler, Colm Meaney in this from Overture Films, rated R, law-abiding citizen. There you go. Okay, third and finally out this week, The Stepfather. It's a remake, sure. It's probably lame, but Yahoo Movies has got it there, so I'm going to mention it to you. When troubled teen Michael returns home after a year at military school, he finds his mother Susan in love, and his soon-to-be stepfather David has moved into the home. This can't end well. David says he wants them to become the perfect family, but as they get to know each other, Michael quickly becomes convinced that David himself is far from perfect. In fact, he may be evil! We'll find out. The Stepfather from Sony, rated PG-13, looks like crap, except for one salient point, people. It stars Cela Ward, who gives me the screaming thigh sweats. So, I may see this just because Cela, call me. Where the Wild Things Are, law-abiding citizen, and The Stepfather. You got kiddie nostalgia, you got action crime movie, and then you got creepiness, but at least seal awards. So, you make your decisions, y'all. I'm probably just gonna watch Doctor Who.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! All the news that's fit to talk about, I guess. Doesn't have the same ring to it, but anyway, here's what's going on in the geeky world. IGN reports that Jon Favreau will not direct The Avengers. Favreau says, quote, "You need somebody who has the perspective of all the different franchises to bring them together. I," still quoting from Favreau, "I have the myopic vision of just knowing and loving Iron Man," end quote. Favreau also said that Ed Norton will probably not be donning ripped shorts and green face paint as the Hulk in the forthcoming Marvel mashup. Now, last I checked, we were all thinking that the whole point of the Avengers getting together was probably to fight the Hulk, so I don't know. Are they saying now they're leaning away from the Hulk, or just that it probably won't be Ed Norton? Oh, God, they're going to get Marlon Wayans, aren't they? Shit. Hollywood Reporter reports, ironically enough, that Paramount's recent move to schedule two DVDs for release less than 3 months after their theatrical openings has renewed hostilities between Hollywood studios and movie theaters. G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra has a November 3rd debut. That's 88 days after it came out in theaters. Also, the Jeremy Piven comedy The Goods, released November 10th, 88 days from its theatrical bow. Now, the National Association of Theater Owners not happy. The unprecedented scheduling of quick street dates for two titles at once has exhibitors worried a new wave of accelerated DVD releasing will sweep through Hollywood. Now, I thought this always happened when a movie didn't do as well as they wanted it to. G.I. Joe wasn't a flop, I know, but I think they were looking for bigger bank on it. I don't know. Seems like movies are coming out quicker and quicker on DVD anyway, aren't they? I don't know. We'll keep an eye on it. From TMZ, Thomas Dekker, you may not know the name, Thomas Dekker, the guy who played John Connor on the Terminator TV show, was arrested on suspicion of DUI after allegedly hitting, this was late Wednesday, after allegedly hitting a bicyclist. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ the 21-year-old Sarah Connor Chronicles actor was busted, 911 is a joke in your town, 911 is a joke. Was busted around 9 p.m. Wednesday, there it is, in the San Fernando Valley. On his booking sheet, Dekker listed as 5'11", 155, currently being held on suspicion of felony DUI and causing bodily harm. If you want him, bail is set at $100,000. So there you go. You get to get yourself a TV star for $100,000. From Latino Review, looks like things on the Ghostbusters 3 front aren't as black and white as we thought. While the rest of the cast seems pretty gung-ho about it, Bill Murray, while at the premiere for Fantastic Mr. Fox in London, told the Brits over at Absolute Radio that he will not do a sequel unless the script is really up to scratch. Not a very long news story, but it's certainly interesting hearing that Murray, you know, arguably, ostensibly, whatever you want to say, the lead Ghostbuster there, is not just automatically jumping on. Even with the star wattage that's already attached to this thing, I would think it would be assumed the quality will probably be high. But this is word from Murray that he's like, I don't know. Let me see it first. There's a video attached to this, so click on the link. It'll be in the show notes, and you can take a look at that. Finally, from Dark Horizon, Star Trek star Chris Pine, he's the new Kirk, in negotiations to play Tom Clancy's CIA analyst Jack Ryan in another reboot of that series for Paramount Pictures. Now, this is going to be based on an original concept rather than a pre-existing Clancy novel, so this is different. Though Pine is expected to become involved as the film takes shape, it's likely he'll shoot the Star Trek sequel before segueing into the Ryan role. Chris Pine currently filming the Denzel Washington-led Tony Scott-directed action thriller Unstoppable over at Fox. So congratulations to Chris Pine. That's what I got, boys and girls. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes. Please drop us a review while you're over there. Join the forums for some social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD's Weekly. Check out the new store at cafepress.com. And, of course, drop us an email because we do like communication. Email us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicker, The Bruce, Flintstress, any or all of those at geekradiodaily.com.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.